Do we feel ready? Because I feel ready.
Let's do
shake
it.
My hands. Yeah. To the sky.
Fuck you, universe. I'm all your bullshit. Oh, man. Yeah, now we're ready to go. Craig's on board. Everybody's on board. Welcome, everybody. This is Peculiar Pairings. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, all of our...
Welcome.
Yes, hello to all of our lovely peeps. I normally say our peculiar peeps, but it happens to be Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We got little peeps and we got little, like, the little candies with the hearts and the little notes and stuff. We're not releasing it on Valentine's Day, but we're recording it on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And, We have some sweet treats and a great story ready to go. And we've both had terrible weeks and terrible days. So we're ready for some drinks.
We're
going
to turn this around with a great story, I hope.
Yes. We've had a few in a row now that I'm at least like sort of.
Okay. You're like kind of with it.
Yeah. This one, I have no idea. You sent me the thing and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is at all.
Okay.
So the pairing, I'm curious to see what you think. For anyone who cares, which you're listening, so I hope it's everybody. Our pairing this week is a Sex on the Beach, which is kind of a classic cocktail, and we don't do a lot of classic ones yet. We're delving into it a bit. The one thing that I was focusing on is the topic includes Fresno, and all I could picture in my head
was like the beach.
Yeah, I'm like, I have been to California one time.
I thought that could be it.
Okay. Oh, shit, I was about to tell you.
Anyway, my other...
What was I supposed to tell you?
I'm going to still tell you my other prediction.
Yes, please.
Was that I'm looking at the words now and it's like staring me in the face. I was thinking, I was like, okay, like I had Sex on the Beach, Fresno, California, beach, sunny. I'm like, well, I guess it could also be like if you've decided to go and have sex on the beach, you're doing it at night so you don't get caught. So you're like crawling away. Cause I also feel like that's maybe not the most comfortable thing to do. And now as I look at the word, cause I was like, how does the parrot, like the food, tie into it as like dirt and worms, and I'm like, worms
yes,
are night crawlers. Oh my god. Why did it take me until now to figure it out, as it's literally staring me in the face because I have the title up.
Oh great. I will say it makes me feel better because sometimes I feel like, is this too obvious? I'm like, is this just dumb? But I also like the instant you sent me what the topic was for this week, I'm like, the Fresno Nightcrawlers. I'm like, well, Nightcrawlers, we have to do like the dirt cake with the gummy worms in it, which spoiler alert for anyone who's curious, like you can't quite see that. Those are actually gummy sharks.
I almost got gummy sharks just because. I didn't, and then I almost went with berry sour worms, and I was like, no, that's not going to taste good because I didn't want to buy another pack of Oreos, because Gabriel very recently bought the Post Malone Oreos, which are delicious, by the way.
They're Oreos.
Well, they're different than regular Oreos.
Oh, really?
Though.
Oh, okay.
So he has, like... the vanilla one and then the chocolate one, but the center is like salted chocolate caramel.
Shut up. Oh, okay.
It
I
is
was
like
thinking...
eating like a delicious little caramel latte.
Yes.
In a cookie. That is what it tastes like. It's got like a little bit of like a coffee note to it. It's just, it's amazing.
Ooh. Okay, I might have to check that out.
However.
Oh no.
Because I had that in mind, I was like, oh, I could do this one or I could do this one. I was like, wait a minute. That's going to get weird. And then I'm not going to like it. So I'm at Target picking out like gummy worms. And I was like, okay. I'm like, oh, I could do the sour berry. And I was like, that's going to taste really weird with that cookie.
Or it might be amazing. It might be great. You never know.
Well, I will share my thoughts about how I feel about it.
Okay.
Trying to keep you everyone on the edge.
Absolutely, for sure. Yeah, I like the tease. I like the tease. I do feel bad. I feel that I need to let everybody know that even though I'm familiar with Dirt Cake, and like it's not exactly a complicated thing. I've been really busy this week, and I felt like a loser because I went to the store. We were supposed to record like a day ago, so I had the stuff. But I went to the store to get everything, and I just happened to pass by like the chilled like bakery aisle, and they just had this cup that's like a pudding Oreo thing, and I'm like,
I could just
get that and then just like put gummy. And then of course I bought the gummy sharks because I loved those as a kid. I'm standing at the checkout aisle and I pick up the thing of gummy sharks and I'm like, this isn't the assignment. I'm like, the whole point is that they're called Nightcrawlers.
I'm misunderstanding this assignment.
Well, and it's like,
I did think about it. I was like, ooh, gummy sharks. And I was like, no, you're supposed to get gummy worms, not gummy sharks.
Now, and I'm usually the one who's the stickler for like the rules. And in my head, I was like, well, look, I know I'm going to enjoy these. I love the gummy sharks. And it's the same stuff. It's essentially the same thing. But then I was
literally driving home. Well, I did not follow the rule on the drink.
Oh, really? Really?
What I did.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not have vodka, so I replaced it with triple sec.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was delicious.
I was going to say, it was good. Okay. Yeah. No, look, we're not going to deduct points for that. It's like, I think
it was at least a thoughtful swap.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, the only thing you're losing is I think triple sec is usually like less alcohol content, but it's definitely going to be more delicious. So yeah, I don't think you lose points for that. For anyone who might be curious, we might have like more energy than usual. We've already had a few secs on the beaches. So like, we're coming in a little energized with some liquid courage.
It's the weekend.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
I do have to work tomorrow, so I should really.
I do not. It is my weekend. And I'm going to go to IKEA. And it's going to be great.
Oh, really? What do you have like a specific thing in mind that you're going to get? Oh,
no. I've never been. My friend Sarah and I have talked about going for God knows how long. And it's finally come to fruition that we're going to go to IKEA.
Well, I will just say, prepare to be disappointed.
I have zero expectations.
Excellent.
I am just going to get some ideas and inspiration.
Oh, perfect.
And we're going to go get dumplings beforehand, and it's going to be great. And then we'll have the meatballs as like our after snack.
Fully approve. That is the best way to do it. The only thing I would add is like, right before you walk into the store, like take a vape hit of like a THC vape pen.
I can't do that.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, I will explain to the listeners as to why I can't. It is because I am allergic to weed. So I can't. Because I prefer to not vomit later.
Sure. Well, and now I feel bad because I know for a fact you've mentioned this multiple times.
It's okay.
And that's just my brain like not working.
I have plenty of friends who are very well aware of this. And like, we've had times where like we've gone out and they will like hit a dab or something. And I will just like physically leave. I don't ever say anything. I'm just like, I'll be right back. Or I'll say that to Gabriel. I'm like, I'm going to be right back. I need air. And I just leave.
Well,
be like, oh, Celine just like, where did Celine go? And he's like, she just needed a little air.
Yeah.
Because she's feeling sick. And they're like, oh, like, does she need to go home? And he's like, no, she'll be fine. And then they're like, oh, my God, we're assholes.
I was just going to say,
it happens all the time, and it's not something like you think about really. It's
exactly even for people who are aware, I literally just did it. You've told me this multiple times. It tends to be such a communal thing. You're having a great time. You're passing around a vape pen or a joint or whatever. And I can imagine that is not the most fun.
It's like, Colorado. You know. There's weed everywhere. Well, right. So
yeah.
Yeah, at Blue Moon, I'd have to take allergy stuff so that like I wouldn't like vomit at the
wow. Just people walking in who are like coming in with like wafting like clouds.
They like went hard outside and then immediately came inside, and I'm like, it's like, you know, when people wear too much cologne and you like kind of choke on it a little bit. It's like that. Yeah. And then usually like my stomach peels off because it's it at least keeps me from being like, I'm gonna just vomit right here in front of you.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't feel great.
Sure. Well, and some people have legitimate allergies to like colognes and what do you call them? Aftershaves and
perfumes, all of that.
Thank you. Perfume is the word I was like. Yeah. And so it's like, no, I can totally understand that where you're standing at the front of the store. You're the first person that people see when they walk in. And they just had a huge hit outside. They walk in. And so, the whole aura is like coming in with them. I can imagine that not being great.
Yeah. You know, it's, you get used to like adjusting to it just because like, I recognize that that's not something that's going to change. So,
especially in a state like Colorado.
I personally will not. I don't know if Sarah will or will not. I don't know what her stance is on that, but.
Well, and I'm simply applying my own mindset to it in the idea of like, it's a whole day. Well, and she hasn't been there either.
No, actually she might have. She might but have, either, so, but either way,
you're making a day of it. Like that's the whole, I just recently, like this last fall, went to IKEA for the first time myself and kind of did the same thing. We're like, we went to lunch, we did some like other shopping, and then it's like IKEA is the main event and it is an experience. It'll be fun.
I'm prepared for it to be an experience. I've heard people get lost in there, so I'm hoping to not have that happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm just...
Let's look at the floor.
I am just excited to look at stuff. I love looking at, like, furniture and all of that. Like, a good time for me is going to American Furniture Warehouse and, like, sitting on couches.
You will love IKEA.
So I'm going to have a great time.
I'm prepared to
just have fun.
Perfect. You are the ideal candidate for going like just
this
window
is who shopping. This is made for.
Exactly.
Me.
You
and people like me.
Exactly. You're gonna have a great day. You're gonna have a great day.
Sarah.
Also, side note, for anyone who is not aware, you should look up videos of I think it's China. Like there is some country, I think it's China, where their IKEAs become places where people just go to nap. So people are walking through trying to buy stuff. And
someone's just like,
oh, it is insane. If I can find a video, like
rolling on the side.
Oh yeah. No, every couch, every chair, every bed like available is filled with either children or people. And they're just snoozing. Like they're literally. Oh, it's amazing. I'm like, why don't we do that here? That's because you want to test it out. Like I don't know if I want to buy this bed or this couch. You should be able to just test it out and it shouldn't be frowned upon. And it is kind of amazing because it seems like people will bring like their children there and just kind of like let them have the run of the place. And they're like, I'm going to take a nap. My children are just going to destroy parts of this place. And then we're going to go home and not buy anything because fuck it.
That will be.
Yeah.
That'll be a time.
They're still making money. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Well, we've gone on a bit of a tangent. I was going to say, I think I already said it, but would you like to officially introduce the topic for this week, please?
I'm going to talk about the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did say it. Okay, yeah.
And
the worms.
Yes. My sources for today are cryptidsfandom.com, FresnoBee.com, TheBusinessJournal.com, and AllThat'sInteresting.com.
Hmm.
And our story begins in 2007.
Oh, okay. That's more recent than I would have assumed.
Yeah. When I was in my middle school days. Yes.
We'll jump in the time machine.
I just thought about that a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. The iPod Nano was big.
Oh my
like,
god!
The original iPod Nano, I'm pretty sure.
You say 2007 in middle school?
Yes.
Oh my god! I do sometimes.
I was
forget.
In middle school. Sydney was in high school.
She was in high school.
Yeah. Oh my god! Sydney graduated in 08.
You're making me feel so old. I do sometimes forget how like age different we are. I left college in 2009. So you're like, okay, I was in middle school. Well, and I forgot like
as a middle school hiking in the woods, because that was a thing we did.
Oh sure, yeah, just enjoying.
No, that's just like what our field trips were. We're like hiking.
Oh, not like you and your friends. Like your school's like we're gonna go out.
My school's like we're gonna go hiking. So that.
I mean, you guys went to like museums and stuff, didn't you? You went into the city and like did cultural things.
Not really.
Really? Oh shit.
Yeah. Well, so that's
my school was poor as fuck, and we still went into like the museum and the.
It's more the fact that if we didn't go at the right time of the year, we could get stuck in Denver.
Oh no!
And that's more the problem where they're like,
okay,
oh, do we let our bus of school children get stuck in Vail Pass, or do we just maybe not take them?
I do forget about like the mountains and it's rough terrain.
We went every so often. It was like you maybe went to the museum like once a year, every few years, even.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, it was not a very often thing.
I do look back occasionally and think like I should have soaked it in a bit more because we usually went like multiple times a year, and I'm just like, as an adult, I'm like, I should go to the museum more. Like there's a museum in Minnesota. Yeah, and it's like I should just go and just enjoy art and culture. But anyways, we're here to talk about Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Yes, so it was first believed that this cryptid was part of Native American folklore in the Fresno region, but that has since been debunked, so I'm going to just throw that out the window right now.
It's gone. Fuck you. Yeah, it's over.
Kind of. You're already done. Get that.
I do want to say I am very... I'm not going to lie, my initial assumption was that this was like a street gang called the Nightcrawlers.
No, it is a cryptid.
I feel like I should know our own theme of stories by now to know that like this is like a supernatural thing. I don't know why I thought a street gang, but I am delighted to hear that this is a cryptid.
Yes. The first sighting of said cryptid was in Fresno. Hence Fresno Nightcrawler.
I would say appropriately, yeah.
And this is by a man named Jose, which is, that's not his real name. That's just his name for the purpose of the story.
Mm-hmm.
He had surveillance cameras watching his front lawn as, you know, he was ahead of the game with ABT and all of that.
And yeah. Okay. So this wasn't even a Ring camera. This was.
No.
Oh right.
No.
Yeah. 2007.
This is before Ring.
Right. Right.
And his dogs were barking, so he's like, "Oh, like they're barking at something outside. I gotta go pull up my camera." Like, it's like when people get excited to go look at like their game cams. I don't know if you've seen people do that. And they're like, "Oh my god, I got my
Celine,
game cam."
Have you met my dad?
You're right.
What am I thinking?
If anyone has a game cam, it's definitely Uncle
Tom. Oh my god. We real quick aside, I mean, like, we'll be up at the deer camp, and this is just like a change that has happened since I was a little kid, where like we went up there, and this is a place that is so remote that we didn't have running water. And just recently we have a pump. Like a well system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, admittedly, it's really kind of fun. Like, I like the sort of old style of it. But like, we used to literally have to like put jugs of water in our like four wheeler trailers to bring out here because we didn't have a source of water. Now they have a generator. Yeah. So like every night during deer camp, my dad is bringing out his laptop. He brings out all of his SD cards. He has a route. He goes around all of them and switches out the SD cards, like the used ones. Oh, yeah. And so every night he switches up his SD cards and he looks at all of the pictures. So yeah, I'm familiar with game cams. Yeah. He loves that shit. It's incredible. So
this is that sort of energy where he's like, oh my God, it's someone on my front lawn.
Ooh. Yes, absolutely. And
he sees them outside and he is just so shocked by what he sees that he goes and wakes up his brother who was staying at the house with them at the time. And he's like, dude, you gotta check this out. Like, I don't know what the hell this is. You gotta look at it.
Excellent.
And he watched it and he's like, what the fuck is this? And afterwards, like, I think they did this in the morning. They went outside and they found the little footprints of the night crawlers in like the grass.
Okay, that's great.
And then like by the time they actually got someone to come out and investigated it, it was gone.
Ooh, okay. I want to go back just a second. I love the energy of like, this is so exciting. This is so important. I'm going to go wake my brother up. He needs to see this.
Yeah. And after this initial sighting, the CCTV footage, so his little camera footage, yep.
Mm-hmm.
The video like got corrupted and it's like super grainy.
Because
he had to like record it from the monitor. So like the actual video that's saved, like gone, right. Cannot open. He's like, I've never had that happen before. That's really weird. And this experience, although I think like initially exciting, was also very terrifying.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
For Jose. So he brought the footage to a television network, Univision, because he knew that they had this paranormal investigator on their show. And he's like, I need someone to look at this. Like, I need someone else to confirm that I am seeing what I'm seeing.
Yes. And I'm somewhat familiar with Univision. They have good programming.
Yeah. Good stuff. So that is how he got connected to paranormal investigator Victor Camacho.
Oh, I for just a second I thought you were gonna say Baggins. I'm like, if Zach Baggins shows
Victor
up.
Baggins.
Victor Baggins. Victor, hello, man. I am cousin of Zach Baggins. I am Victor Baggins. Victor.
No, not Zach Baggins or the Baggins variety. And he said that Jose got so freaked out by this whole experience that he didn't even want to leave his house because he thought that like. I think because he also thought that they could be like aliens. So he's like, initially like, oh my God, like, what is that? And then he's like, oh my God, what is that?
Oh no.
Oh no. And he's like, I don't know, whatever it is that was like prancing around my yard. Like I can't go outside. Like, what if they're there? What if like they show up unexpectedly and they.
Yeah, he feels like he's being invaded.
Yeah. So then they looked at the video and they're analyzing it and they're like, there's no reasonable way you could have faked this. Like, that just doesn't really make any sense. And I am actually going to pull up this video for you. So for our listeners at home, this is going to be that first video in the description of our episode. Share this with you as it suddenly pulls up.
We'll cut here for just a second. I have to grab a napkin.
Good.
I dropped a bunch of whipped cream and a thing on the floor.
Oh, no.
I have to clean it up. I can't.
Yeah, no. Oh, go.
Sorry about that. When we're recording, I have a tendency to put my drink like to my right on the floor. Not a smart move.
And just kicked it over.
Yeah. And normally that wouldn't even be a problem, but I've like moved a bunch of couch cushions. For some reason, I put them right there and I didn't think about them. So when I spilled the glass, what would normally be easily clean upable, just like flooring, soaked into the cushions. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker. Yeah. So, I'm like, I'm angry at myself. I'm angry at the situation.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay. Now I'm ready to watch the stream. So here we go.
All right. Rian? Okay. All right, so you can see this is like really grainy.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's DVD footage. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So you see it? You see it?
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, so like initially you'd look at that and be like, "Oh, what is that?" And then I'd probably be like, "Oh, no."
Well, and my
no.
I tend to be very skeptical. My skeptic brain, I've seen footage like this where it's sort of like a weird sort of artifact of the recording, or it's some kind of like overlay thing that happens. I will say the thing that strikes me about that is the like apparition you see has a shadow on the ground. That doesn't usually happen. That is pretty striking and chilling.
Yeah. So that is what Jose saw on his lawn.
Jesus. That is pretty creepy.
Yeah. The Fresno Nightcrawler has also been called the Fresno Alien. And there are four notable appearances of this cryptid, with two of them being in California. So the first one in Fresno. And then one in Yosemite. There's also been one in Billings, Montana, and then one in Poland. which felt very random to me personally.
I was gonna say, yeah, like I don't know why Poland made me laugh, but yeah, it just seemed really random. Like, okay. Well, they do a lot of traveling.
They do. And it is believed that this cryptid is more of an animal. But no one's really sure how exactly this cryptid would even come to be, let alone exist in the wild. Whereas, like, everyone kind of has an idea of, like, how Bigfoot exists in the wild.
Sure.
We know how, like, the bat squatch will exist in the wild. And, like, there are other cryptids who are like, oh, yeah, that's really not, like, that unbelievable that those...
Sure.
would exist.
Right. What usually comes to mind for me is a chupacabra, and it's kind of like a red-eyed, fairly small like lizard, but like for lizards it's big. So it's kind of weird.
Chupacabra was closer to a dog.
Right. So for a lizard it's fairly large, but for like a creature it's still relatively small. It's like under, and the footage you just showed me is I don't know how to describe it. It's very weird. It's almost like two pool noodles, like walking. Yeah, it's the shadow is very compelling to me. That kind of got me.
Honestly, I feel like if these did live in the wild, they would not survive very well, just based on their bodily composition. That they've got some like weird thing that they do that is like. Honestly, like, I can't even wrap my mind around how something like that would exist.
Yeah. Well, because it really looks like, it kind of looks like someone wearing sweatpants from the waist down, but there's no torso, like, and it's just sort of moving across the lawn. And the other creatures, like you said, like a Sasquatch or a Bat Squatch, which is just fun to say, and a Chupacabra, like, you can kind of liken them to other creatures that you might see in the wild.
Yeah.
This is very strange.
Yeah. So everything I saw said that they were relatively short.
Well, yeah.
And I personally take a little bit of like,
you're taking
offense to that. I was just saying, slightly, only because they're like, oh, they're like super short and super tiny. They're 4.5 feet tall. And I'm like, that's not really that tiny. Like, for something that looks like it's just legs.
Sure. Well, Celine, I was going to say, Celine, they don't have torsos. You have a torso. They're not attacking you. It's okay.
If just the leg parts was like to my chest, yes, that is kind of large. As well, I'm only 5'5", so that's...
I was going to say,
you're like, I'm taller very than, tall.
You're tall, but you're taller than 4.5 feet. I mean, I'm just saying, you have a torso. You have a torso, you have a head, you have arms and shoulders and stuff. You're a whole person, Celine. It's okay. They're not attacking you. They're not attacking you. I want you to know you're in a safe
space. I just think it's very funny that they're like, oh, they're so short and, like, so small. And I'm like... I feel like as far as height goes, like that's for like an animal. If you're like, oh, this animal was 4.5 feet tall, you'd be like,
oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, they're definitely, yeah, there definitely are plenty of people who are about 4.5 feet tall. So that like, it is kind of amazing to think that like the creature we're talking about is basically just a waist and legs and they're 4.5 feet tall. Like, if that was coming at you in the middle of the night, like you were just taking the trash out for whatever reason at like midnight, it's dark, it's quiet, and this fucking thing
there's
comes
just
at
a
you.
Pair of legs, it's like,
just, it's just a wasted. Yeah. No, actually, not even running towards you. It's just doing that creepy walk. I think that's actually more scary. Like, yeah.
Like sauntering towards you.
Because it's confident that you are going to be so freaked out just by seeing it.
It is a confident walk.
It's a confident walk. It's creepy. I feel like that makes it extra creepy.
Yeah, honestly, it kind of does.
It's confident that it's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck you up. You're not going to run away. And I'm just going to saunter over there.
Yeah, but it is, they are basically all legs with a very small upper body. That's like, I'm going to go off of the fact that, like, they look like a pair of pants and that it is just from, like, the hips to the top of the pants. Maybe, like, a tiny little bit on top, but nothing else. They have no arms. So that's also what makes me think that they would not survive in the wild because they don't have anything. They just have the legs.
I'm going to be honest.
Maybe they're deadly. I don't know.
I was gonna say maybe they could be. My like skepticism meter was at like a pretty low rating, and then when you said they kind of just look like pants, I'm like, oh shit, that does kind of look like someone just took like a pair of Dockers from like JCPenney's and put it on like a thing, because that also explains the shadow, because it's a real physical thing that they're like manipulating somehow with like fishing line or whatever. Like, it does kind of look like a pair of khaki pants walking across someone's yard, which, if I encountered at midnight, would be weird, but less terrifying.
Yeah.
If it looked like a pair of khaki pants, I would be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. People describe them as a ghostly pair of pants.
Oh, no. Okay.
They are a humanoid type being, and they're bipedal and stand on two legs, but no arms. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I will say Nightcrawlers is a much cooler name. Like, if it was just people describing it as a pair of khaki pants coming at me with like no torso, it's not as good. Yeah, the Nightcrawlers is a good branding move.
Yeah. And they are sometimes described as or they're sometimes called the Carmel area creature, which is very similar, except they have been described to have very muscular legs. So
they're soccer players.
I'm like, okay, so this is like the Nightcrawlers, but like their super buff cousin or something.
That's pretty weird. That's a little, if I'm being fair, like that's a little unfair in terms of like body dysmorphia kind of things. Like look, they can both be cryptids. We don't have to like distinguish them by musculature and stuff. Like they can, why do we have to distinguish? Yeah.
So
So they can both be creepy and scary.
Sometimes that'll be used like interchangeably. They'll use the same one to describe the same cryptid.
Say that name again. What was the Carmel? The
Carmel area creature.
Yeah, not as good of a name. Nightcrawlers is Carmel area creature.
So with this sighting, everyone's like, okay, but like, what is it? Is it a ghost? Is it an elf? My least and kind of most favorite is an extraterrestrial insectoid.
Oh,
and I don't like the idea of space insects coming to Earth.
No,
personally,
that
bothers me.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know how you categorize that as an insect, but either way.
Well, and I don't know how your insects are in Colorado. I know that in like the Pacific Northwest, I visited my brother out in the Seattle area, and they really don't have many insects. They have giant slugs. It's kind of weird, but I will say in the Midwest, in the summer, when we have really humid days and stuff, the mosquitoes are out of control. And if you told me that there was like an alien race of mosquitoes who were like bigger than a Volkswagen, I would just lose my mind and like my head would explode. I'm like, I don't want to deal like regular mosquitoes that are the size of like a grain of sand. Or a grain of rice are already terrifying and annoying enough. I don't need a giant vehicle-sized creature coming from outer space that is the same thing that, I will just, my head will just explode.
Yeah. It is, our bugs are, we have mosquitoes. I feel like they're not as big as they are in Minnesota. We get like normal, like butterflies, dragonflies, regular flies, stuff like that.
We got all the
flies. We have a huge Miller moth situation.
Oh, interesting. Are they invasive?
No, they like migrate down here and there's just like a shit ton of them everywhere for like a span of like a month.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very afraid of moths. They really freak me out. I don't like them.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
It's like summer is like my least favorite time because I have to deal with that. It's allergy season. It's hot. I'm just not having a good time.
Sure. That's not good. Do you guys have mayflies?
Yes.
Where like, okay.
For like a week and then they're all gone.
Yeah. They essentially show up. They are everywhere. They mate and then they die. And they're their bodies are just all over the place. Yeah. And then that's it. And then they like disappear. I'm assuming like birds and stuff come and eat them because they do disappear.
Oh.
And like we don't clean them. But yeah, at my old office in St. Paul, it was a problem for like 1 or 2 weeks every spring. And it was just they would just show up and they're everywhere. They're literally blanketing the trucks. And like you would leave for the night and they're covering your car and you're driving away and they're like floating. It's insane. And then, they mate, they die, and then they kind of disappear. It's a weird circle of life kind of deal.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Not a huge fan. And I think the reason they think they could be an insect type of alien is because they have stilt like feet. No, they don't have like a foot. They have like tiny little stump on stilts, basically.
Well, and it's almost like a crab, like the way a crab walks, where it sort of comes to a point.
It's honestly, it's kind of similar to probably like tarantulas, which I learned this recently. Is that tarantulas have like little paws, like cats.
Oh, shut up, really?
Yes.
That is,
but you wouldn't notice that because they're like super tiny.
Right.
Yeah.
It's simultaneously adorable and freaky. Yeah.
Yeah. I think of it being like that, where it's like a tiny little paw off of these like stilt little legs.
Yeah. I've always wanted to pet a tarantula, but at the same time, I really don't.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to hold one in my hand because I know that like they can be very calm, but like Well, and we know of tarantula like species that aren't poisonous or anything, but just growing up in the Midwest, all of our spiders are like the size of, I mean, they're smaller than a penny. They're smaller than a pea. We don't generally have big spiders up here. So the idea of a spider that could fill my entire, like, the palm of my hand genuinely terrifies me. I do not like it.
Yeah.
Even if they're chill. Even if they're chill and have little cat paws, I don't like it.
Yeah. So, of the sightings that I listed earlier, people are not entirely sure about some of these sightings, and that they only think of like the first two in California, the Fresno and Yosemite one, because they're like, well, there isn't really anything to prove it. So like, it's just hearsay type sightings. There's no
It wouldn't be a good evidence.
And I'm like, I feel like that's like every cryptid.
Exactly. I was just going to say, it was like, it wouldn't be a good cryptid if you could just prove it existed. Like, part of the fun is the mystery.
Yeah. So then in 2011.
Oh, wow.
There was another sighting in Yosemite Lakes Park where two white figures with long legs were walking across the park. And I'm going to share this one with you as well. So this is going to be video number two.
This is a video?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to save my thoughts till after.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh, no. Like, as I'm watching this, there's a really strong part of me that is like, this is such bullshit. This is so fake. But in the mind of the person who would like first see this, I would be shitting my pants. Like if I was someone who was like working at a, and one of them smaller, it looks like a baby one. Oh my God. Like I do not like that. Is that the time? Like, it's 2 a.m. Oh, I do not like that. That would, because they're gonna, even if this is a hoax, even if it's set up by someone else, I'm trying to put myself in the mind of the first person who saw that without having any knowledge of what this was, even if it is a hoax. And I would be losing my fucking mind. That is so freaky looking. And the way that, because we kind of talked about it before, but the way that they're not in a hurry. They're not scared. They're just kind of sauntering along. And I mean, if you were someone in that area at 2 a.m. and you just saw that, it wouldn't even necessarily look threatening, but it's really disturbing.
Yeah. It is, I'll be honest, I think this one looks way more fake than the other one.
Yeah. I didn't want to just throw my skepticism.
It looks like, to me, it looks like people walking in pants with their arms next to their legs.
Whoa, okay.
That's what it looks like, because comparatively to the other one, where you can see that it looks more like a pair of pants moving.
Yeah, and it's almost
floating. It looks like they have an upper body in this one. Like, they have a whole body.
I will say, though, how do you account for the smaller one? Because the smaller one didn't really look like a smaller human. It was... The smaller one is what confuses me the most. Because I agree with you, the bigger one kind of looks like a person that it like has their, like it's almost a big pair of sweatpants that they put their arms in. The smaller one is almost creepier.
I honestly think that one was just further away. And that the perspective of it looks like they're following each other. That's my idea, at least
feel stupid. Right. Yeah.
At least like with that one specifically. And I don't know if this video has been deemed as real or fake. So I'm going to just leave it at that. But my thoughts are, I think that that one is fake. The other one, I'm a lot more perplexed by.
The other one, and, the other one is pretty confusing and compelling.
Which I am going to explain.
Oh, so, well, then before you do that, I will just say about the second video you showed.
Yes.
In terms of your perspective theory, it looks, can you bring it back up for just a second? Can we watch it again?
Yeah.
Because it looks like, to me, I bought your perspective point of view right away, but it looks like a fairly narrow path to me. I'm not sure there's enough room, because I am with you in the idea that it could even be the same person, and they sort of overlaid another, like, sample of footage on top of the other one to, like, see that? I mean, that looks like a pretty narrow path. I don't know if there's enough distance to make it look that much smaller.
So you can see this one, it's, like, near the tree line. And I think because it's dark and kind of a little obscure as far as like what you can see.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's a like clearing almost. Like to me it looks like what you see from like a ski run where it's like this clearing. Yeah. It's not huge, but it's enough that if you're like on the other side of it, you look a lot smaller.
Yeah, well, to me, it looks kind of like a bike path, like a paved, you know, like thing that kind of runs through a... See, to me, they only look like they're maybe 6 feet apart.
I feel like they might be further apart, but it could be that, like, their friend is a lot shorter and the other's a lot taller.
That could also be it, too,
like a combination of it.
Yeah, when you brought it up the second time, my brain immediately went to, that does kind of look like it could just be a smaller person. and like, maybe this is a group of people who were like, okay, we're going to get Stan, who's like 6.5 feet tall, and we're going to get Charisse. She's like 4 foot three.
She's like 4'5".
Right, exactly. She's going to be on the other side. Yeah, so no, I see what you mean. It's definitely possible, but it... Okay, yeah.
I think it's still intriguing. I just...
Definitely.
I have a lot more skepticism with the second video than the first one.
Okay. I think you've swayed me. The second one I did find more skin crawling initially.
Yeah, it's the way they're walking, the way the smaller one is like...
Well, it almost... I don't know why this... Yeah, I don't know why this adds to the creepiness, but it almost
stealthy.
It almost looks like an adult version of the creature and like a little baby that's kind of like following. And I don't know why that's more upsetting. It's like the first one looks like a pair of pants kind of floating across a lawn. And the second one looks like a creature with its offspring walking through a park. And like I said, I don't know why that feels creepier to me, but I found that very upsetting.
Yeah.
Unsettling, so, to say the least.
The Fresno Nightcrawlers have been featured on a Sci-Fi Channel episode of Fact or Faked Paranormal Files.
Okay.
And on this episode, they had former FBI agent Ben Hansen examine and try to recreate the footage from the first one.
Okay, that's cool.
And they used puppets and also a child dressed up in a white sheet, which is funny to me.
Just the description made me start laughing. Just a child in a white sheet.
Okay. And they deemed that it was unexplainable, and since then they became an urban legend cryptid in their own right. I can definitely see how, especially with like wire, like fishing lines and stuff, I'm unsure how exactly you would have pulled that off, just because there's nothing surrounding it. So I'm like,
right,
how would you move it from like point A to B?
Exactly. I agree.
Like,
well, and
I mean, I don't see tons of the area, so that doesn't help either.
No, well, and when I was coming into this, with there again, I've this has been somewhat of a roller coaster for me because I had no idea what we were talking about, and that first video is not what I was expecting at all, because I still had like worms on my mind, like Nightcrawler, like I grew up in the Midwest. Nightcrawlers to us are bait, like you put them on a hook, you catch fish, and that is so different from what I was expecting. And again, I have seen a lot of pieces of footage that are from like a gas station camera or like outside of a bank or whatever. And it tends to be this weird ghosting effect you get when like certain frames of like older footage somehow overlays on other footage, or like a bug happens to fly really close to the lens of a camera.
And it gets weird.
Yeah. But when I was watching that first one, like I said this earlier, it's the fact that it had the same kind of look to it, but there's a shadow of the thing on the lawn as it moves.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you have those ghosting effects of like the overlay, that doesn't appear. So for initially I was like, oh, I know exactly what this is. And then I saw the shadow and I got goosebumps because I was like, that is... Yeah, I was like, I really can't explain that. And then my mind started going to what you were talking about with like the fishing line and stuff. But with what you see there, I'm like, there's nothing to hang it from.
Yeah.
That's, like, how the hell would they do this? I'm
perplexed by it.
Yeah. It's pretty creepy.
They have also made appearances on My Singing Monsters. The proof is out there. A YouTube series called Monsters Dissected. And as well as the podcast Camp Monsters and Mega Strange. And they were also in book two of Area 51 Interns, which I think is a fiction novel. I'm not sure.
Sure. Look, all of those sound pretty good. The first one you mentioned really caught my attention.
Singing Monsters. I don't know what that is on.
God damn you. That gave so many questions. I want to know what that is. This episode has gone so many places. I was going to say, you don't have the answers I need.
I don't have the answers.
All of the questions that have just populated my brain.
Yes. And
My Singing Monsters. I need to know what that is now.
In closing, there have been some sightings that were actually debunked as just being like a pair of white pants that were puppeteered.
Sure.
And
whether
they are real or fake, the people in Fresno love them, and they've sprung up in like the art in Fresno, and they've become like a new favorite for cryptid lovers and people who just love this kind of stuff. So whether it's real or not, people just enjoy it. So let the people have fun.
I agree that. Well, and I've spoken, well, even just in this episode, I've already mentioned like how I tend to be very like skeptic minded and stuff. And where my skepticism tends to taper off is where it's like fun for the community. I don't care if it like in
hurting, really.
Right. New Mexico, the Area 51.
Oh, yeah.
What is that town? I know, I was going to say, now that I'm asking you, your brain just dislodges all of the information.
I know.
I keep thinking Oswald, but it's Roswell.
Roswell.
I was like, it's like, look.
Everyone is screaming at us.
Yeah. Everyone is like, it's Roswell, you idiot. Well, and I'm willing to assume that like 90% of like the little shops that are there, diners, whatever, they probably don't really even care if like aliens are real. It's a fun like communal thing that they can talk about, and they can sell merchandise, and it's a draw to the community. This is the kind of thing where it's like, even if I don't believe that a thing is real, I love talking about it. I love seeing the footage. I love analyzing it. And if the community is having fun with it, if it brings people in and they can talk about it, I think it's harmless fun. It's a fun thing that like is, you know, just something that enriches their community. It's great. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think so too. So that is our Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Well, it did not involve as many worms as I thought, but neither did the dessert that I brought. So it's, yeah. It has sharks and stuff. Did you have your dessert tonight with the pairing? Like what
I
are
did.
You
waiting for? I tonight? Did. I'm going to give the drink an 8 because okay. even though I did not necessarily do the correct thing, the triple sec was a very good choice and it was delicious. Excellent. And it wasn't like too overly sweet because I got some tartness from the cranberry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And for the dessert, I am going to give it a 5.5 because the worms did not mix very well with the Oreo.
Oh, no.
That I had.
Okay.
But like the gummy worms with like the pudding was good. And then like the pudding with the Oreo was good. But like getting all three combined, it got like a little weird. And I'm like, yeah, this is why the sour berry ones would not have been a good choice.
Or they would have been an amazing choice. You don't know. You could have done like half and half.
I think because of like the salted caramel aspect of it, it would have gotten kind of weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that. Yeah, you used the salted caramel ones. Okay. Yeah,
I used a salted caramel Oreo and just manhandled it in my hand to crush it.
Yes.
And then I was like, I have Oreo on my hand. It's like a kid when they like touch something.
Oh, I thought,
and they're like, Mom!
Well, I thought you put them in like a bag. You literally just crushed them freehand.
I've had a day.
I was like,
oh, it's on my hand. I need to wash it off. And it's like, eh. Yeah.
Oh, I hate having like sticky hands. Well, that leads me to an anecdote about like, if you ever go to a restaurant and you like order a bowl of soup and they bring it to you and you have like, you know, two or three like cracker packets with it and you want to put it in your soup or whatever. I was, I think, 34 the first time I saw someone crush the crackers inside the plastic and then you open it and you put it in your soup. The moment I was born, I just grabbed, I would even like, not even, because it's one thing when you're at home and you have like a sleeve of whatever they are, the crackers, the actual name escapes me, but the salted crackers, you can't just crush them in the sleeve. You have to take them out. But so anytime I would go to a restaurant, I would like remove them from the package and oh, that's fine. I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing.
Yeah, I'm a little weirdo in that I don't like when stuff gets soggy. This is why I don't eat cereal with milk in it, is I don't like the sogginess.
Sure.
So I
agree completely.
Crackers and soup.
Well, and so one thing that
I've noticed, like oyster crackers, I'll like sprinkle in a few and then eat them right away, and then sprinkle in a few and eat them right away.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was getting to. Like, I'll order chili or like a bowl of like noodle soup or whatever, and I'll ask for like an extra packet or two, and then I'll do that where I'll crush one, I'll open it up, and then I'll put it in the soup and I'll eat that, and then I will, after I have eaten all of the crackers, I'll do another one. But yeah, I couldn't help but reflect on the fact that I think I was already working for the Postal Service, as a matter of fact, and I went to lunch with some of my coworkers and like a couple of us ordered soup I was doing the same thing where I open the packet, pull out the whole crackers, crush them in my bare hands, and then you have all the shit on your hands and stuff and you have to kind of, And I look over and I see a coworker crushing it in the packet, and then they open it up and it perfectly pours out, and I'm like, I think of myself as a relatively, you know, logical person, I'm of average intelligence, and I've just thought of like how many years in my life I spent crushing up raw crackers just in my bare hands, and I'm like, I can't believe I never thought to just crush them in the plastic and then open it up. But you know, you live and you learn, and you feel embarrassed, and then you reveal it on a podcast and you feel even more dumb.
Well, and you that's okay.
Hey, whatever gets the listen.
What are your ratings for tonight?
Coincidentally, almost identical. I've had a sex on the beach before, but I don't remember liking it that much. So I was kind of expecting to give this like a 5 or a 6. I have to give it an 8. I found like a specific recipe, not that it's complicated, but they were like, put in the vodka and the peach schnapps and the orange juice, give it a little stir, and then pour over the cranberry juice. And I don't know if I've had one before and we didn't do that, but I was like, there's something about the cranberry juice kind of sitting on top that every time you take a sip, it's just a perfect sort of mixture that you get like a little bit of the tartness and then the sweetness, and you can over pour the peach schnapps a bit because it's mostly sugar, and it really helps kind of cut the kick of the vodka a little bit. I will say I kind of regret not making my own dirt cake. I'm going to give it a 4, which is not to shit on Hy-Vee, but I don't think I've had one since like high school, maybe. And yeah. it is just not what I was, because there's like chocolate pudding, and it's like, I think the thing is that I thought it was Oreos, but I think it's just like chocolate cake, and I thought it was going to be the same thing. And the gummies worked great, and like the topping of it was like whipped cream, but in hindsight, I should have just made my own at home, crushing up the cookies and stuff.
I just bought a pack of the like pudding cups, crushed the Oreo in there, and then just threw the worms in, and I was like, good enough.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the other thing. I feel bad just because I'm like, I did look up a recipe, and I'm like, it's so simple. Like, it's such a simple recipe. It really doesn't take much. But
I looked it up because I was like, what goes in this again?
Yeah.
I have the right stuff. And I was like, no, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And you can make more like extravagant versions of it. But I think the simplest one, is still the best. And it just, I was taking a bite earlier and I'm like, oh, is that chocolate cake? And I'm like, I feel like.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like in any other scenario, I should like the fact that they made actual cake and layered it with like chocolate pudding and whipped cream. And somehow I was like, I mean, I still have the gummies on it, but like, it's not what I wanted. And it's like, well, asshole, maybe make it yourself.
Yeah.
It's been a busy week. We've had multiple snowstorms. Screw it. I had to stop by the store. Whatever.
Yeah.
You get a 4. You get a 4 out of 10. I'm sorry, Ivy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. Now, oh shit, now I took a bite. Hold on.
So, I will reveal our episode for next week, which I am already going to just give the disclaimer, and I will do this on the episode as well. It is dark. It is intense.
Oh my.
I literally just set this up. Oh my god. Well, Monster of Florence.
Monster of Florence.
And that is a serial killer. So.
Oh.
Yeah. It is dark and a little graphic. So yay. Okay.
Well, in terms of putting a pairing together, my the most exposure I have to a place of Florence is through Assassin's Creed. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to affect what our treats are, but
we'll workshop it. But I'm going to throw that out there for anyone. Okay. I'm going to give a disclaimer next week for anyone who tunes in. But if you don't like really graphic, violent crime, don't listen. Come back to us later, where it's maybe a little more fun.
I will say, you don't usually look as disturbed as you just looked now trying to describe it. So I feel like, if nothing else, that is telling. And for anyone listening, if you have any recommendations for our episodes or our pairings, you can email us at peculiarpairingspod@gmail.com. You can find us on the app formerly known as Twitter at peculiarpairpod. You can find us on Instagram at peculiarpairingspod, and check us out on Patreon if you wouldn't mind. And I'll say again, like, You know, we're all going through some tumultuous times. If you don't necessarily have any money to throw at us through Patreon, please just take a moment to give us a review, give us a like on whatever platform you're listening on, and that helps us out a lot. So thank you very much.
Yes.
And
without any time.
Yeah, I was going to say, without any further ado, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, I think I hacked in. We're on the air? Shh, security's outside. But how's my hair? It's a radio station. Psst, psst. You guys hear about the Beyond the Shadows podcast with Ryan and Scott? You guys into paranormal? What about true crime? How about UFOs and cryptids? We also have mad hauntings. We got security. No, we don't. We're not big enough to need it yet. No, we got security.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Get out of here! Listen to the Beyond the Shadows podcast. Beyond the Shadows!
Hi, I'm Natasha with Cryptids, Creeps, and Conspiracy. Embark with me on a journey to uncover the details involving cryptids, haunted houses, and unsolved mysteries. Get ready to awaken your curiosity and explore the unknown. Ask questions, and together, let's unravel the secrets behind the legends.